Surrey University have come up with a device to test for coronavirus in just 30 minutes. They say that it could be in the hands of health workers in 3 to 4 weeks if factories respond quickly. Professor Roberto La Ragioni is from Surrey School of Veterinary Medicine. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Describe the device, please.
Well, we've developed a portable device which essentially can be used in healthcare, in the NHS, patient side, so even at home, which allows a swab to be taken from an individual, placed into a small tube, and then put into a portable device, and within 30 minutes that will produce a result, which will tell you whether the individual is positive or negative for coronavirus. In addition to that, the device is linked to a mobile phone, so it's able to communicate to NHS and other databases with regard to the location of the individual and their movements over the last 14 days. So we can track individuals and at the same time know who's positive and negative in a very short amount of time.
So this can't be a new device. This must have been something you've been working on for a while then.
Absolutely, yes. We were funded by the government to produce a device for use in poultry to detect both bacteria and viruses in collaboration with colleagues in the Philippines, and we've been working on this for a number of years, and we've produced an excellent robust platform that can detect these diseases in animals, and now we are in the process of adapting the platform for use for COVID-19.
So what does that actually involve, adapting it?
So that involves us working to produce an assay that is specific for the virus. And that means that we have to produce some reagents in the device that can pick up the virus. So the building blocks of the virus, the RNA of the virus. So we're able to pick those up using our primers, which are in the test, and they link to it and are able to produce a positive or negative result. And that means we need to do that work in the laboratory and with our colleagues in the NHS to validate the test.
Give us an idea of the timeline of how long that will take, because this is all about timing, isn't it, really?
Absolutely. And we're hoping to have a test that could be tested in our local NHS hospitals in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Unbelievable, isn't it? And in a way, the whole idea of the School of Veterinary Medicine was to try and combine that with human medicine. And in a way, this is happening then.
Absolutely. This is a classical project and a really good example of a One Health, One Medicine project, where we're bringing together our veterinary colleagues, our medical colleagues, and sharing our joint knowledge. It's really good to also see a lot of the engineers working on this. This is a very engineer motivated project. We've got the University of Brunel and Lancaster involved, and engineers, virologists, vets and microbiologists all contributing to making this happen really quickly.
So government funded, are you in communication with government to say, look, we're on it, we're hoping this will be, you know, ready for testing in a few weeks' time?
Absolutely. And our colleagues in particular at Brunel have been really pushing it together with colleagues at Surrey to try and get some additional government funding. The original project was funded by the BBSRC, which is a UKRI funding body in the UK. So we would really encourage others to support us so that we can take this further and really mass produce it, because at the moment our test can test 6 people at the time in 30 minutes. But if we can mass produce it, we can get to a point where we could be testing 7,500 people per day using the test.
And when you say mass producing, who do you need the help from for that?
We need manufacturing companies that can produce the device, so the actual device that the test is undertaken in. We also need companies to come on board that can help us with the reagents and ensuring that those reagents can be in a suitable form, that they're stable within a hospital environment.
Well, keep up the good work. We're all counting on people like you. It's no pressure there, by the way. How many people you got working on it, by the way?
So we've got 5 scientists in my lab working on it, and then we've got a number of scientists in our communications and engineering area, and then there are 2 scientists at Brunel and three scientists, I think, at Lancaster as well, working on it. So it's quite a big team that are all pulled together at this time of need to try and push this test forward.
Lovely talking to you, Professor Roberto Ragioni from the School of Veterinary Medicine.